you can imagine. In the Galil, they were headed by a man called Yochanan Gush Chalav, or in Greek he's called John Gistula. Gistula being Gush Chalav. Gush Chalav is the name of his town, of the city that he came from, in the Upper Galilee. Now, he was a fearsome warrior. And he fortified, he took over many of the towns that Herod the Great had fortified. He organized the Jewish militia. And he was one of the zealots, one of the leaders of the zealots. Yochanan Gush Chalav. He would be executed in Rome by Titus in the triumph. Second man was Shimon Bar Giora. Giora is the name for a lion. Shimon Bar Giora, he was the head of the Sicrican. He was the head of the mafia. A third man was a man who was called Elazar ben Shimon, who was also one of the zealots. A fourth man was the famous Elazar ben Yair, who was the man that made the last stand at Masada. Those were the four main generals. Aside from their army that they organized, there was the official army of Agrippa. Appointed as the general of the Galilee, a man called Yosef ben Matityahu HaKohen, is known to us as Josephus Flavius by his Roman name. He was 30 years old when he was appointed the general of the Galil, a man of enormous talents, but as we will see, the verdict is still out whether he is a hero or a traitor. And he was in charge of the Galil, the official general. But you have Yochanan Gush Chalav, who was the unofficial general. So you have two Jewish armies in the Galil. You also had in the city of Yerushalayim the high priest, who was a tzduki, whose name was Hanan, and you had one more high priest. They served together in some rotation, the famous Yosef ben Gurion. Now that's the cast of characters. Rabban Gamliel Hazoken died, and he was succeeded by his son. His son is known as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. In the Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel appears numerous times, but there are at least four, if not five, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliels. Again, we are mainly concerned with the first two. But these are the common names in the house of Hillel. Hillel, Shimon, Gamliel, Yehuda, those names repeat themselves over and over again in the dynasty of the house of Hillel. And remember, I told you that the descendants of Hillel were the presidents of the Sanhedrin for 15 generations. This Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was the son of Rabban Gamliel, he attempted somehow to save the debacle that was about to happen in front of his eyes by telling the zealots that they could not win the war. Apparently the rabbis had a tradition as well as an intuition that this was the end, that the temple would